referring to, Heiko and Mayo here allow hunting 7 days a week on our game lands. So whereas Butner Falls down in Durham County area only allows 6 days a week. So you got to check and make sure that you are referring to whatever game lands that you're wanting to hunt.
All righty. Well, some really good information that both Forrest Orr and Tim Godwin has shared with us today. We really appreciate y'all taking out of a little bit of time. I know y'all stay busy all the time, but just want to let both of you know that WKRX is here anytime that y'all need to get a message out to our listeners, because we want everybody to stay safe, and hunter safety is a big, big thing. And again, thank y'all tremendously. And again, we want to wish everybody the best of luck hunting, but most of all, to stay safe. Forrest, right,
Mr. Hall, can I add one thing there before we leave here?
Absolutely.
One thing I just want to encourage everybody is to be safe during hunting season. Make sure that you wear your hunter safety orange. Make sure that if you are climbing up in a tree stand that you wear a full body harness. Unfortunately, we have to investigate hunting accidents every year that could have been prevented by people wearing blaze orange or wearing their full body safety harness. So we want to encourage everybody to do that. And also, if you're hunting with a group of people, whether it be waterfowl hunting or if you're hunting with a hunting club running dogs, make sure that you know what your target is and what's behind that, and make sure that you shoot in a safe direction. We really want everybody to be safe out there while they're enjoying their hunt.
Well, some really, really good thoughts and information passed along. And again, thank both of you all. Forrest Orr, who is a lieutenant with District 5 in the Law Enforcement Division of the NC Wildlife Resources Commission, and Tim Godwin, who is a wildlife officer here in Person County. Again, fellas, thank y'all, and stay in touch with us here at WK. It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and the listeners.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning. It's cold out this morning. At last check at Raleigh Regional Airport at Person County, 39 degrees. Now, LeBron, let's see here now. You're having a fishing tournament next month. That is what go be on what day?
Yes, December the 11th. So we just had one this past weekend. This is our first time ever, Rob, since we've been there, or since I've been there in my years, of ever even doing bass tournaments, even considering doing bass tournaments in the month of November. We've always done one in October, and we always have been done. October was always our last one. So this past weekend, we had one. We had 21 boats that come out. We had a nice crowd, nice turnout. And so some of the guys were saying, street, you know, I'm a fish regardless in December, so why not have one in December? You know, just give us something to do. And a lot of guys, you know, they're not really – some of the guys, they do hunt, but some of the guys, they just fish. And they said, we're going to fish regardless, so let's just go ahead and have a tournament. So, and I always tell people, we work for the fishermen. So with that being said, Rob, we're going to do it again in December, another bass fishing tournament, December the 11th. December the 11th, that is a Sunday. Yes, that is the second Sunday. Well, street, you know, people ask, why are we doing it on Sundays? Because we do realize it's hunting season, and we do realize, you know, a lot of guys like to hunt on Saturdays. So we try to make it fair so they hunt on Saturdays and they come out there and hunt on Sundays. And that's been a success. We have found that out, and a lot of guys really like that and appreciate that.
Well, now, so, did you have a pretty good turnout this past Sunday, LeBron?
This past weekend, we had 21 boats. I'm going to say 20 to 25 boats is average for the fall of the year. You know, in the spring, we usually have anywhere from about 30 to 40. So for this time of year, that is average. So we thank everybody that came out and had a good time. 15 pounds came in and won, a 5 fish weight and a 15 pounds. And it's amazing, Rob, how, you know, we gave out 3 places, and the second and third place was only separated by a couple of ounces. You know, second place weighed in with 1333 ounces, and then third place weighed in with 1315 ounces. So it's just amazing how they weigh in, you know, the ounces. It's like any sport, it takes 1 point to lose. It'll take a few ounces to lose. But needless to say, we thank everybody that came out from this past weekend to the fishing tournament on this past weekend. We enjoyed everybody that was out there, and we even had a little crowd, Rob, that didn't fish. They're just spectating. So we thank everybody for that. But December the 11th, the second Sunday, we will have another bass tournament.
Well, now, that's great that you had a good turnout. So mark your calendar down for Sunday, December 11th, for that bass fishing tournament at Mayo Park. You can stop in at 1013 Neil Store Road and pre-register whenever it's convenient for you. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. Something else, even though it's fall time of the year, they are still open. LeBron says they are open for business January 1 to December 31st, but they are just now open with limited services, meaning they are not physically there on the weekend. But if you want to camp, just contact them at Mayo Park. We'll take a break from Playing in Person. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Person County Parks and Rec Department. We'll let you know that if you're thinking about camping at Mayo Park anytime soon or over the next year or so, don't delay. Go ahead and make your reservations ASAP. They're at Mayo Park. They have RV sites with water and electric hookups. They do have a dump station there on site at Mayo Park. They also have cabins that are heated, and they have modern bathroom facilities. So, ladies and gentlemen, whether you want to camp between January 1 and December 31, you know what? They can accommodate you unless they're booked up at Mayo Park. And LeBron, y'all do stay booked up quite a bit, right?
We do stay booked up. We are taking on reservations for next year. So I always say, if you're thinking about camping with us next year, go ahead and get a jump on it. I had a lady came in yesterday, Sunday, Rob, and her daughter came in, and they came in with that pencil and paper, made their reservations for next year. So when you get a chance, come on out there, give us a call. Go ahead and get some reservations for next year. And it's not like the good old days where you could call me on Friday and camp on Fridays. Those days are gone. So you have to definitely plan ahead if you're thinking about camping at Mayo. As Rob stated, we are open. We're still open as long as the weather permits. We don't never shut the campground down as long as weather permitting in the winter months. So come on out. If you're thinking about camping just to get away, the cabins, as Rob stated, are heated. And we do, you know, still have you know, some staff really there on the weekend. We have a couple part-timers that may drop in, you know, just to check on everything, but that's not guaranteed. But come on out to Mayo and enjoy the fall foliage that's been happening out there. A lot of leaves has fell, Rob. The leaves, most leaves are off the trees now, so it's not as beautiful as it was as far as the leaves being on the tree like it was a few weeks ago. But still, come on out and enjoy the trails. We do keep our trails blowed off in the wintertime also, so you won't, you know, be able to see where you're walking. But if nothing else, give us a call at 597-7806 for more information.
Something else about Mayo Park, they have a friendly staff. So anytime you have any questions or anything, you can call them 336-597-7806. And something else at Mayo Park, horseshoe pits, disc golf, a nature trail. They have paddle boards, kayaks, and canoes available for rent. And you need to RSVP the canoes, kayaks, and paddle boards because they only have so many. But something else, if you want to go down and play disc golf, they will loan you the disc that you can play the course with. And it's no charge to play the disc golf or to walk the nature trail. So a lot of things free that Mayo Park. But then if you want to rent a canoe, a kayak, or paddleboard, it's a small charge for that. And the rates for the cabin rentals are extremely reasonable, as well as the RV sites. But again, they book up really fast. So, as LeBron said, they're already taking reservations for 2023. So as soon as you get some dates down that you want to camp, contact LeBron and the friendly staff at Mayo Park and get those deals, those dates sealed up. And because LeBron, I know you've had folks come down there wanting to rent something, and when they tell you what dates and y'all check the books and see that you have no openings, when you tell them that news, it's nothing but disappointment on their faces, correct?
That's 100% correct. And I can't, you know, a lot of people this past year, Rob, or I'm just a lot of people since COVID has realized that, because COVID is what pushed our camper spots up. The lake has been extremely busy since COVID came, because you got to realize when COVID was going on strong, there really wasn't nothing else really to do that was safe and effective, where you could, you know, go out and have a good time and try to be safe other than camping. So that's what really pushed us up. But as Rob stated, the look of disappointment on people's faces, but I can't believe they already got a book. Well, you know, the saying is true, Rob, the early bird gets the worm. So, like I said, I had a lady just this past Sunday, she came out and made her dates for 2023. So, if you're thinking about camping, just know you're not the only one that's thinking about camping. I cannot stress that enough. I'm going to come on. Now, during the week time, in the summertime, it's pretty much not always open, but always open. But it's just my weekend warriors is what I call them. They get there on Friday, or now they start to come in on Thursday, which is fine, and they'll leave on Sunday. So the weekend warriors, you know, they will have it on lockdown to come to summertime. So please, please, please plan ahead.
It's Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here. Now, LeBron, you just mentioned something about a soccer shoot at the Elks, with the Elks Lodge, mm-hmm. coming up on November 21st.
Yes, that's less than a week away. Next Monday, basically. Next Monday, the Elks Lodge is partnering up with the Person County Parks and Recreation Department, and having a soccer shoot for all ages. So again, it's next Monday, November 21st. We are having a soccer shoot at 6 o'clock, and the ages are. Or you could be categorized 8U, 10U, 12U, to 14U, and a 16U age group. Again, it starts at 6 o'clock next Monday at Sansbury. It is sponsored by the Elk Lodge of Person County. So if you're into soccer, you know, you got a good foot, come on out and participate in the soccer shoot that's next Monday, November the 21st. For more information, just give us a call at 597-1755. To get signed up for it, to get more information about it. But if not, just come on out next Monday at 6 o'clock. If you want to just be a spectator, come on out next Monday at 6 o'clock, November the 21st, for the Elks Lodge soccer shoot. We really would appreciate it. Anybody that can come out to and bring your kids, go ahead and get signed up for it. But main thing is call us at 597-1755 for more info.
Now, LeBron, what about the Carolina Hurricane hockey tickets? Are they still available?
They definitely are, Rob. You have until December the 14th to get these tickets. The tickets are only $89 to a Carolina Hurricanes game. It's not the game. Now, the game is not until January. January the 15th is when the game is. So the game is not until January 15th. However, these tickets will make a great Christmas gift. Well, you may be saying to yourself, I'm not even a hockey fan. I don't like hockey. I can promise you, I don't know nothing about hockey, Rob, but I did go to a hockey game and truly enjoyed the experience. Just, you know, atmosphere is a very nice game. So, again, we do have some Carolina Hurricanes tickets on sale. They're only $89. They are center ice. I was talking to my to a friend of mine the other day, and he has season tickets to the game, and he said those tickets generally sell for $150 to $175.
Wow.
So you may be saying, dang, $89 is expensive, but compare to $89 to $150 ticket. So that's what he told me the other day, that that's an avid hockey fan, it's an avid Carolina Hurricanes fan. So needless to say, you can get tickets for $89. They are great seats. They are on the center ice. The game, again, is not until January the 15th, but you must purchase your tickets by December the 14th, and they do make great Christmas gifts. For questions about that, give us a call, 597-1755.
LeBron, appreciate you coming out, sharing some good information, and hope you have a wonderful day.
My pleasure, and the listeners do the same.